Sisters, written by Susan Kalman.
I can hear it, but I don't know what it is.
No idea.
I'm sure I left it on the coffee table. Seriously, have you hidden it again?
It's quite an allegation, Fiona. Something you've picked up from one of your lawyer chat rooms, maybe. You know, www.solicitorsaredull.com/lawyersuck, something like that, yeah?
Where is it?
I've placed it somewhere safe. And by the way, you're very welcome.
I'm slightly unclear as to why I should thank you.
I'm trying to help you develop a more normal work-life balance.
By hiding my phone and not switching it off so I can still hear it?
It's Pavlov's dog, you know? You hear the noise and you tense up straight away. It's like a science experiment.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, and your point is...
To prove I'm right, of course. I've told you before, you need to concentrate more on your personal life.
And by personal life, you mean you?
Yes. I'll have a cup of tea, please, and a mint Viscount if there's one going.
Oh, God!
You should really be a little bit more ladylike, sis. It's not an attractive quality when you start foaming at the mouth.
I don't need to look like a lady. I just need my phone.
You should try and look more refined. Tell you who always looks like a lady. Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren could wake up in a skip with a kebab stuck to her and she'd still look brilliant.
I somehow don't think Helen Mirren would ever wake up in a skip.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. She looks like she'd enjoy a baby sham at happy hour, doesn't she?
You're on at me. You're always on that stupid phone of yours.
I'm in the middle of an important game.
Really? And what is it this time?
Well, it's called Prison Town. For the uncool, it's a simulated prison.
Uh-huh.
I'm the warden, and if I don't plant some more melons, the prisoners will riot.
Right. And how long have you been playing that for?
Oh, it's a 24-hour job.
Uh-huh.
I stream it on all my devices. Sometimes you have to buy add-ons. Like, I've just brought my prisoner's new pants.
Give me that phone, Susan.
No.
Give it.
No. Fiona, watch it. That's my gaming hand.
You're such a hypocrite. You're always having a go at me for being on the phone, and yet you, Mrs., faff around all day online. The internet's not the be-all and end-all of life, you know.
How can you say that? There was nothing before the internet. Nothing. Blackness, empty lives and pain. There was nothing, nothing before the internet.
Oh, stop exaggerating.
I was in a coma before I got Wi-Fi. A coma. Not dead, but not alive either. I was waiting for death, but I wouldn't be able to tell anyone because there was no Twitter.
You know, you don't need to tweet something to make it true.
I'm surprised by you. As a lawyer, I thought you'd support an evidence-based society.
You're an idiot.
No.
The world is such a big place, Susan, with amazing things in it. You've got poetry and art and music.
Boring. If you can empirically prove to me that a video of a cat farting and falling off a sofa is less brilliant than a poem, I'll give you all my money.
You haven't got any money.
If there's anyone that needs to take a long, hard look at themselves in the mirror, it's you. How many times do you check your BlackBerry?
That's different. That's different because it's for work.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I have a job.
I have a job. Do you know how long it takes to know everything?
Susan, last night you spent an hour on a quiz telling you what Hogwarts house you should be in.
What a travesty. Hufflepuff, I ask you. Seriously.
Do you know what? I bet you couldn't make a day without the internet.
Oh, I could. I just choose not to.
No. I mean it. I bet you couldn't survive 24 hours without your phone or your laptop or your games thingy.
I bet you couldn't stay off your phone for the next 24 hours either. Yeah?
Right, fine. Winner gets to choose the box set for next weekend.
Oh, you'll make me watch that awful horror film about zombie women.
It's called Sex in the City. As well you know it. And yes... I will, but that's all the more reason for you to try and win. So come on, right, are we on? Are we? Are we?
It's just silly. It's just silly. I don't need to prove anything, actually. It's just a silly thing. No, it's...
What's the matter, little sister? What's the matter? Are you a wee bit chicken?
I'm not afraid of anything. Apart from raisins. So just let's do it. Yeah, let battle commence.
All right, excellente. Yeah. Then I am switching off the Wi-Fi in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Susan, it's Blake! Sorry to bother you, but your Wi-Fi appears to be down.
I'll be back in a minute.
Now, I don't want to panic you, Blake, but Fiona has switched off the Wi-Fi.
Well, am I being punished as well?
Well, you could get your own Wi-Fi.
You know I can't afford to get my own Wi-Fi, Susan.
It's fine. It's just a silly argument which she's going to lose. You'll be hooked back into the network again soon. I hope.
But in the meantime, how will I know what to think about things?
Calm down. We just need to invoke emergency protocols.
But they're on the internet.
Remember a while back, we stayed up all night writing a book of emergency protocols in the event of various disasters.
Right, yeah. I think we covered nuclear war, global pandemic and revolution, but nothing as serious as this.
It's okay, there's a simple solution. I'll carry on with this ridiculous charade while you, just as a backup, hack into next door's Wi-Fi, yeah?
Brilliant idea. I'll be in their system in a jiffy.
Good. And I'm not saying I'll need to, because I can absolutely live without technology, but if I have to, I may pop in to use it. You know, just to check what's happening in the world, okay?
Me Wi-Fi, your Wi-Fi.
Just fix it. Our lives depend on it. Calmed him down. He was panicking a bit about not being online, but I told him it was easy because, you know what, it totally is.
Really? You're feeling totally fine?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I feel more free than I've ever felt. Relaxed. Right. Happy, if you will.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you're taking this so well. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm a wee bit hungry, so why don't we go out for dinner? You can choose the venue.
Just go to your happy place, Susan. Just go to your happy place. Go to your happy place. Go to your happy place.
What's wrong, Susan? I mean, I know that you normally check the ratings of restaurants and the menus and such like. But wouldn't it be fun just to maybe take a chance? Wouldn't it be fun? Wouldn't it be lovely to be spontaneous? Eh? Eh?
Okay, I'll just get my coat, which I accidentally left at Blake's. Back in a minute. Are you in? Are you in yet to the Wi-Fi? Are you in?
It appears that, despite having the improbable names of John and Brenda Smith, our neighbours are more security conscious than I thought.
Why?
Their password is not John, Brenda Smith or password. This may take longer than I originally estimated.
Damn it, Blake. I need to choose somewhere to go for dinner. I need the internet. I'll go back before Fiona gets suspicious. Just carry on, okay?
Maybe it's John, Brenda Smith password. All one word. Locked out again. Who are you, Edward Snowden?
The pasta for you, madam.
Oh, thank you.
And the steak and lobster with a side of macaroni cheese for you, madam.
Looks nice, doesn't it?
Very.
If you had to choose an emoticon to describe how much you like it, what would you choose?
Definitely a smiley face. Excuse me?
Smiley face, that's so 2012, isn't it? Jeez.
We just eat your dinner, Susan.
I just need to ask some people what they think of it first.
Why?
So I know if I'm going to like it. Hey, you. Hello?
Oh, geez, would you just stop annoying the customers? I'm terribly sorry. My sister, she's a little bit emotional.
Look at my food. Does it look good enough that you might take a picture and share it with friends?
I suppose it looks quite tasty.
And you?
Yeah, I mean, I like the way they put the lobster beside the steak and then, like, the macaroni and cheese on top. It gives it a nice height, which makes it so...
That's 140 characters. Thanks for your input.
Food's getting cold, Susan.
Carry on eating, Fiona. I might just take my plate around the restaurant for a bit, you know, take some more soundings.
For goodness sake!
Well, just because I'm not on the internet doesn't mean I can't socialise. Hey, you! Come and look at my lobster!
Excuse me, waiter, do you have a larger receptacle for wine than a carafe? Like a wheelie bin, perhaps?
Many people say it's their favourite. I'll be trending in the restaurant soon.
Oh, what a lovely way to wake up in the morning. It's like a choir of angels.
How long do you boil an egg for? If I don't have Google, how long do I know to boil an egg for?
Susan, have a wee look. See what's on the top of the fridge there?
That's too high up.
Books, Susan. Books. Books are amazing things, you know. You know, you've got the whole culinary world at your fingertips up there. Look Delia up. Look her up in a cookbook. There is nothing that Delia does not know about cooking.
Oh, fine. I'll spend an extra 5 minutes of my life looking up a book. I'm bleeding.
It's just a paper cut. You're such a baby.
I need stitches.
You need stitches over your mouth, maybe. Of course, if it is all getting too much for you, you can always give up.
Never.
Find a way and boil an egg.
I will.
Why are you putting eggs in a kettle?
It's what they do in prison.
How do you even know that?
Online dating can be very educational.
Good morning, neighbour.
Oh, hi. You're the guy from number 7, aren't you?
What happenstance it is that I encounter you this morning, Brenda?
Is it?
What an unusual accent. Where is it from?
Australia.
Oh, good day. I just wanted to inform you that my family is coming to stay with me for a few days.
And?
Specifically my mother, whose married name is Constance Aspen, but whose maiden name is Cornstorm. An unusual name, I'm sure you'll agree. What's your mother's maiden name?
I'm sorry, that's none of your business.
She is also bringing with her a photo of my first pet, a Bernese mountain dog called Betsy. I used to ride that dog like a pony when I was a lad. It was only when I got to 16 that I stopped when the police caught me cantering along the motorway to school. Just out of interest, what would be the name of your first pet?
You want my mother's maiden name and the name of my first pet?
Just making neighbourly conversation, neighbour.
Yeah, I'm going now.
Oh, I wonder what's happening with the law this weekend, Fiona. Aren't you curious as to what's happening, you know, cases and stuff and such, yeah?
No, I'm having a lovely time, thank you.
Oh, my word, did you see this, Susan? An unnamed footballer is having an affair with a reality TV star? It doesn't say who the footballer is.
Oh, I wish I could look up unsubstantiated and salacious gossip.
Well, it doesn't matter if we don't know, does it?
Nope. Even though everyone else knows. Everyone else in the world knows. It's okay not to know, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
Yep. Don't you find it freeing, Susan, to not know something? Don't you find it that it's exciting to think about something and realise that you get no idea about what's going on?
I just need to get some fresh air.
Apparently there's a video with a turtle solving a Rubik Cube online.
I don't care, I can take a day off. It's probably just junk mail. Who needs a voucher for discounted waxing anyway? Not me. I'll be fine, I'll just use Sellotape and I'll do it myself.
Tell me you've cracked it, Blake.
I haven't managed to break the code just yet, Susan.
Oh, my God, you smell awful.
I haven't washed or slept in over 24 hours.
How can you smell so bad in just 24 hours?
All I had in the house was mature brie.
Oh. You should open the window at the very least. What's the problem anyway? I thought you were a hacker.
Well, it seems our neighbours are much more cunning than we thought, but I guarantee that I will have access within the next time frame you think of.
An hour.
Think of another one.
Just do it.
Looks like we have to go to the next level. Prepare for the cornstorm.
I can't think of a better way to spend the evening than clattering the old knitting sticks.
Sorry, what just happened?
What do you mean?
Well, I left the flat for 5 minutes and you appear to have aged 40 years. What's...
Don't be silly.
Then why are you knitting?
It's fun.
Are you drunk?
Only slightly tipsy because of the joy of casting on.
Oh, I get it. Oh, I get it. Yeah, you're struggling, aren't you? Yeah.
No.
You need something to do with your hands.
No.
Now, you can't fiddle with your BlackBerry every 5 minutes,
yeah? I just fancied knitting. Nothing more than that.
But you're awful at knitting. You always make really inappropriate clothes.
My knitted swimming costume worked very well, thank you very much, until I went swimming, granted. Slightly droopy around the crotch area.
It's almost as if you're struggling a little, my dearest
sister.
No, not
at all. In fact, I'm enjoying the peace and quiet, actually. It's like those summer holidays we used to have. Do you remember sitting around in the caravan as a family, just playing games?
Mum made us paddle in the North Sea. My lips turned blue.
Oh, just chatting and laughing and talking about stuff. Happy days.
What did we do without the internet? I've kind of blanked out the first 20 years of my life.
No, we used to do loads of things. Do you remember those quizzes, those trivia quizzes we used to play? I loved them.
Oh, you always used to choose history, didn't you?
No, because I was amazing at history. I memorised every English battle when I was 14.
Yeah. That's why you were named most likely to be eaten by your own cat in the school yearbook. Yeah.
Hey, come on, we'll do one. Do one now, eh?
Right.
No, I've got a book somewhere. Hold on. Here we are. Right. Now, choose a category. Mammals or geography?
Television.
that's not one of the categories. Come on. Oh. Just choose a category.
Mammals.
Lovely. Okie dokes. So, what species of bear is also known as the Andean bear?
Brown bear.
No.
It is. 1 point to me.
No, it's not. Just because you say something with confidence doesn't mean it's right.
It does. Simon Cowell's based his entire career on that tactic. Check the back of the book if you don't believe me. Check the back of the book.
All right. Aww.
What?
Remember the last time we used this trivia book and you got really angry because you said that Titanic was the last in the Carry On series.
Remember? I genuinely thought they were playing it for laughs.
Yeah, well, someone, and I'm not saying who, appears to have had a wee temper tantrum and ripped all the answers out from the back of the book.
It's fine. It's fine. We can just look it up on the... Oh, no. Nope.
Sorry, so what was that?
No,
what
nothing.
What did you say?
Nothing.
That you look it up on Tinternet?
No,
is that what you were about to say?
No, absolutely fine. No.
Listen to me. You won't know if you're right, which I suppose means I'm right.
Oh, no.
I could always switch the Wi-Fi on again. It just takes one wee flick and then it's done.
No.
Go on.
No, you won't defeat me. You won't defeat me. There must be another way to find out the answer. Didn't there used to be somewhere, right? There was like a collection of information that could be readily accessed by the public. You know, it was like a building that was like full of books and stuff like that. It's just...
Really?
Yeah. We had one when we were at school, I think. I might be thinking of the canteen, though. I don't know.
A public library.
That's it! Then let's go and find it! Oh, this is exciting. It's like we're on a quest. I feel like Indiana Jones. Should I get a whip?
No, Susan, I don't think so.
Spoil sport.
No need to buzz today, my fine postal carrier. I'll hold the door for you.
Thanks.
You know, you've been delivering post to us for years, and I don't even know your name.
It's Victor.
That is an amazing name. It's like the name of a really incredible man's aftershave. Victor, the smell of Russia, but without the despair bought by an economy run by ruthless oligarchs.
Are you chatting me up?
Not at all. I just admire you and your profession. When I was younger, I always wanted to be a postman, you know.
Did you?
Oh, yes. Cowboy, an astronaut, or a postman.
Not many people want to be a postman anymore. Used to be you got respect. This uniform meant something. Now all people want is a letter shoved through their door.
Victor, I have the utmost respect for you. Not like some of them in here. Oh, no, like the two upstairs on the right. Very rude.
Yeah. Uptight, aren't they? Yeah. Did you know? They're Lib Dems.
That's disgusting. I know this might seem like an odd question, but you don't happen to know where they bank, do you?
I don't have time for this kind of thing.
Sorry, yes. It was a silly thing to ask. Apologies.
No, I mean, I just don't actually have time. Just have a look through the mail if you want. No skin off my nose. I'm retiring in 2 months. Take number 12s as well, they're on holiday. There you are. See ya.
I am better than Bond.
So we've got reference books on film and TV, geography, history, the Bible, maths, general knowledge. I think somewhere in here we'll find the answers to all sorts of questions.
Oh my God, the internet is so much lighter.
It's a library.
I thought you wanted me to talk more.
Can I help?
Yeah. We'd like to check these books out, please.
You're doing a school project?
I'm 35.
Sorry, you're just so short. I need to see your library card.
Right, we don't have one.
Then you can't check the books out, I'm afraid.
Really?
I don't make the rules.
I haven't had a library card for years.
Don't need one now you have the internet, yeah?
Yeah, I suppose so.
But now you need us.
Does that sound a bit awful?
Yes. Phone off in the library, please.
Have you got it on you?
We're just making sure you don't cheat. I have a library card.
Just ignore her. Sorry, she doesn't get out much.
Let's see your card then.
Of course.
It's a pound coin.
Is it? Or is it a library card?
You trying to bribe a librarian?
No, she's just being silly.
Or are you the one that's being silly? I have up to 5 library cards. If that helps.
You can use the book in the library, but you can't take it out without a card. Fill in this form and you'll get a card within the next month.
We can't wait a month, Fiona. We can't keep coming back to look up the answers.
Are you sure there isn't a temporary system?
This is a library. There are rules to prevent abuse of the books.
I've never abused a book in my life.
Apart from 50 Shades of Grey. No, just leave it, Fiona. I'll go and put it back. I'll go and put it back.
You'd be surprised how many people try to steal the books.
Wait, are you suggesting that I look like a thief? I will have you know that I have never stolen anything in my puff. I'm appalled at the accusation.
I'm so very sorry. I'm in bits. You're still not getting the book.
Leave it, Fiona. We don't need this palace of knowledge.
I'm not a thief.
And I'm taking my pound.
Hello. My name is Brenda. Can you tell me all of my personal information, please? Hello. Hello there, Dingo. Can you tell me all of my personal information, please? Hello there. Hello. I came here in my ute. Would you like some Vegemite? I'd love to have a printout of all my stuff. You know, like my mother's maiden name. I nailed it.
Well, there's no point in carrying on now, is there?
Oh, no. Go on, Fiona. I'm really enjoying the game. Just go to the history section of the book. There's bound to be some questions on battles and stuff in there.
I do love a battle.
Yeah, and you don't need the book to tell you the answers. You'll know them anyway. You know, show me how clever you are.
Very good, okay.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. What is the date of the Battle of Naseby?
Oh, now, let me have a think about that one. I would see. See what you mean about battles being fun? Do you know what would make it more fun?
Gin.
No, it's speed quizzing. Yeah, give me four questions at a time and we can speed it all along and have even more fun. Yeah?
All right, then. Yeah, well, if you think you can.
Yes,
can you?
Ready?
Sure?
Yes.
Okay, then. Right. The Battle of Worcester is recounted in what exhibition?
Right, okay, yeah.
Who led the Lancastrian forces in the Battle of St. Albans?
Oh, yeah.
And what was the date of the Battle of Marston Moor?
Oof, good questions.
Tough questions.
But good questions. Do you know, I think I'm just going to nip to the toilet and have a bit of a think.
All right, well, don't be long.
Okay, I won't be. All right.
There, Susan.
Just a bit of a cough.
Right, the answers are the 14th of June, 1645, the Commandery, Anthony Trollope, and July the 2nd, 1644.
You got all those right. How the hell did you do that?
Sometimes I just surprise myself.
You've been on the internet?
I promise you, I have not been on the internet. Oh, that's another email.
What's happening, Fiona? What if it's that career-defining case you've been waiting for?
Wait a minute. There is no way you would know the answers to all those questions unless you had cheated.
I object to that insinuation. I am not a cheater. Maybe you should start giving me more credit. Maybe I'm the brains of the family. Oh, it's quite insistent now.
Can you hear it? Answer me, Fiona. Answer me.
Yes, I can hear it, but I don't need to answer it because I'm all right. I'm fine.
Yeah, me too. I'm fine as well.
How did you know all those answers?
I'm a very bright person.
No, you're not. Hang on. Wait, no, what were you doing in the toilet there?
Nothing. Don't go in there. Don't go into the toilet, Fiona. Don't.
Oh, my God! You stole the encyclopedia!
No, Susan,
I just borrowed
you
it!
You robbed the library!
No, I did not!
So
you disgust me!
Well, what do you want me to do? You were taunting me. You cheated.
But I didn't go on the internet, though, did I? Huh? What's that?
The police.
Well, they sound awfully close.
They've stopped right outside, Susan.
Oh, my God. It's about the library book, isn't it? Oh, no, the popo are coming for me. I'm going to end up in the slammer. I can't, Fiona. I'm too pretty, Fiona. I'm too pretty.
You're a thief. You're a book thief. And you tried to bribe a librarian.
Oh, Fiona, please help me. You're a lawyer. I can't go to prison.
Oh, do you know what they're going to do?
No.
I do. I'll tell you what they'll do. They'll probably make an example of you.
Oh, no.
Have you heard about the Crime in Public Libraries Act?
No.
1987?
No.
Uh-huh. Maximum sentence is 50 years.
I'm not even a mother.
Blake.
Wondering if you had by any chance dug a tunnel out of the flats.
Why are you wearing a dress?
I broke into the neighbour's flat and borrowed one of her dresses for a more convincing impersonation, but she seems to have called the police. She was also shouting pervert through my letterbox.
Why on earth would you do that?
Because Susan wanted me to get Wi-Fi from downstairs, so I had to find the password.
It's not you, it's me they're after. You need to get out of here. I don't need your heat on me as well.
But I did it for you. I had to go to the bank dressed as her to get the personal information.
It might have been your full beard that gave you away.
You're an idiot.
Don't you call him an idiot. You're the one that stole a book from a public library because you couldn't stand losing a stupid quiz. And now you have aided and abetted a criminal into committing crimes on your behalf. You couldn't do it, could you? You need the internet. Which means that I win. I win. I win. Finally, I win something. Susan, ha ha ha.
We need to get out of here, Blake. We're not strong enough for jail. I'll break like a brandy snap under questioning.
You could make it to France by dawn.
I did it for you. Let me come with you.
Fine. But stay in the dress. We can pretend we're sisters. Goodbye, Fiona. I won't see you for years. Don't cry for me. Cry for yourself.
Idiots.
Save yourself, Susan!
Hello?
Call on the line from Huxley Police Station. Do you accept the call?
Ooh, yes, please.
Hiya, sis.
And how are Thelma and Louise this morning?
Oh, fine. Pretty good, actually, to
good,
be honest.
Because last time I saw you and Blake, you were running across the road towards the railway line with four policemen chasing you. Very Benny Hill.
Oh, we got as far as the chip shop before they tackled him. He went down like a sack of spuds. I just gave myself up at that point.
Uh-huh. And?
Well, they were really nice, actually. I got a mint Viscount and a cup of tea, and we answered a few questions, explained the situation, and they totally understood.
Sorry, what?
Well, my solicitor told me that switching off the Wi-Fi could be considered cruel and unusual punishment. And in direct contravention of the European Convention on Human Rights.
Yeah, well, that's utter rubbish.
Oh, no, she sent you an email about it.
Oh, hang on a second. Yeah, well, nothing's come through.
No, but you looked at your phone, didn't you? Ha! I win! Now get down here and bail us out before we end up on a Channel 5 documentary.
Why should I?
Because I know where the library book is. And it's not in my room.
You wouldn't.
Knowledge is power, Fiona. Knowledge is power. And switch on the Wi-Fi before you leave.
You've been listening to Sisters, starring Susan Kalman, Ashley Jensen, Nick Helm, Nico Tatarovich, Carrie Adloyd and Ellie White. It was written by Susan Kalman and the producer was Molly Friedman-Bertou. Sisters is a Hattrick production for the BBC. Thank you.